the 34th Saturday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be on your guard. Let not your hearts be weighed down with a life of pleasure, drunkenness, and worldly cares, lest that day catch you suddenly as a trap. For it will come upon all the inhabitants of the whole earth. But watch at all times and pray, that you may be able to escape all that is bound to happen and to stand before the Son of Man." The commentary today is from Father Homer Bar y Pérez from Barcelona in Catalonia. Watch at all times and pray. Today, the last day of ordinary time, Jesus clearly warns us about how we live our lives. Should we stubbornly insist on living imbued by the immediacy of our worldly cares, the last day of our earthly existence will come upon us so suddenly that the very blindness of our own greed will prevent us from recognizing God Himself, who will come, remember, we are just passers-by around here, to take us towards the divine intimacy of His infinite love. Something like that which happens to a spoiled child. He is so entertained and taken by his toys that he ends up forgetting his parents' tenderness and his friends' company. And when he finally realizes what he has done, he wails inconsolably because of his unexpected loneliness. The antidote Jesus offers is equally clear. Watch, therefore, at all times, and pray. To watch and to pray. The same advice he gave his apostles the night he was betrayed. The prayer has an admirable component of prophecy, often forgotten when preaching. That is, to switch from the mere seeing to watching. The everyday in its deepest and crudest reality. As Evagrius Ponticus wrote, "Just as sight is the most worthy of the senses, so also is prayer the most divine of the virtues." The classics of spirituality name it supernatural vision. That is, to look through God's eyes, or what amounts to the same, to know the truth about God, about the world, about oneself. The prophets were not only those who preceded what was about to happen, but also those who knew how to interpret their present time in its just measurement, scope, and density. The end result, they knew, with God's help, how to redress history. So we often complain about the state of the world. Where shall all this lead us to? Today is the last day of ordinary time. It is also a day of definite resolutions. Maybe it is time that somebody may make up his mind and give up his present drunkenness while starting to work for a better future. Would you like this someone to be you? Then, go for it, and may God bless you.